It's wonderful to be here today with so many MoveOn members. In a dark time in our country's history, you all are a source of hope. There are now over 2 million of us. 2 million. That's 2 million real Americans who, together with all of our fellow countrymen and women, will take back this country on November 2nd. But we're not going to wait until November. Through our advocacy branch, MoveOn.org, in partnership with True Majority, over 1,000 MoveOn members all over the country today are meeting at their senators' and representatives' offices to demand that Donald Rumsfeld be fired. Many of these people have never been politically active before, but they feel they cannot stand and let President Bush's policies dismantle our democracy. And it is the courage and hard work of these Americans, it is in that courage that the hope for democracy lies. Americans are hungry for leadership, but it is clear that there is a leadership vacuum in the White House. And that's why it's so important to have courageous leaders like the former Vice President Al Gore, who can point the way to a better future and a stronger America. Here's what Mr. Gore said in a speech in September 2002, almost 6 months before the beginning of the war. The resulting chaos in the aftermath of a military victory in Iraq could easily pose a far greater danger to the United States than we presently face. And he went on to say, if what America represents to the world is leadership in a commonwealth of equals, then our friends are legion. If what we represent to the world is empire, then it is our enemies who will be legion. At this fateful juncture in our history, it is vital that we see clearly who our enemies are and that we deal with them. But it is also important that in the process, we preserve not only ourselves as individuals, but our nature as a people dedicated to the rule of law. Now that is leadership. And that's why it's truly an honor to be introducing him today. Mr. Gore served his country in the Army and in Vietnam, and while in office, Al Gore was known as the most influential vice president in modern history. Unfortunately, this distinction had to be modified since then. So he's now known as the most influential vice president who used his powers for good. So, thank you all. Thank you for being here today. Enjoy the speech. Now I'd like to introduce Justin Goldbach of the NYU College Democrats, who will be introducing the Vice President. Thank you.
Thanks, Eli. Good afternoon. I'm Justin Goldbach, the Secretary of the NYU College Democrats, and on behalf of the College Democrats and the entire NYU community, I'd like to welcome you to NYU's Skirball Center for the Performing Arts. New York may not be the capital of the United States, but it is the world's capital in many regards. And when great issues need to be examined, discussed, and debated, it takes place here in this city. One of the advantages of attending a university in the world's greatest city is that we are often able to host in person the participants in that civic dialogue. The men and women who shape the policies that affect us all and who help to frame these pertinent issues. It's no secret that NYU is a politically active campus, and particularly given the upcoming presidential election, I can tell you that no issue is of more powerful or greater interest to my peers and myself than the conduct of American intervention in Iraq and its effects on U.S. national security now and in the future. For that reason, the NYU Democrats is proud to be a co-sponsor with MoveOn.org of today's speech. Our distinguished speaker today wears many hats, to say the least. He's a Vietnam veteran, a visiting professor, a former congressman, a husband, a father, senior advisor to Google, serves on the board of directors of Apple Computers. He's also an author, the 45th president of the United, vice president of the United States, and the winner of the popular vote in the 2000 presidential election. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor and great personal pleasure to introduce this afternoon's speaker, the Honorable Al Gore.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, Justin. That was a great introduction. I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate your work for the NYU College Democrats. And I want to thank Eli Pariser, the director of the Move On PAC. Eli is a real superstar, and I've enjoyed becoming his friend and working with him and the others at Move On. It's a fantastic organization, and I appreciate what they're doing for the vitality of grassroots democracy in the United States. I want to thank Dr. Lynn Brown of NYU and also NYU President John Sexton for the courtesy afforded me and these sponsoring organizations for letting me speak here. Also, on a personal note, I want to acknowledge the presence here of my wife Tipper and my daughter Corinna and my daughter Kristen, and I'm delighted that the three of them are here. Thank you.